This is podcast number one from Darmen and Leela. And today I'm going to actually interview Darmen. And the topic I'd like to have you explore with us, one of the things that really becomes clear is that a lot of people that experiment with human design talk about this need to reassure the mind that the body's direction is okay, that it's all right to not make mental decisions. Do you have any comments on that need to reassure the mind?
Yeah, I mean, of course, do I have comments? It's what I have, comments. So my experience has shown me that, especially when we begin our human design experiment, we are identified with our minds. We think that what our minds have to say to us is us talking about life. That our minds are real, that what they have to say is true, and that the reason that we have the experiences of the body is because the mind is setting all of that up. It's describing it, it's interpreting it, it's doing all of that stuff. And so therefore, it's important to get the mind on board with the experiment. And I understand this. I mean, that's what I went through when I first started my experiment. The thing that I recognized was that my mind was running the show. Because the mind's not real, we really don't have a way of assessing its existence, because it's not real. Whereas with the body, the assessment is the wear and tear, you know, the things we bump into for those of us who have third line bodies, you know, the roof that we're on for six liners, you know, the networkers, the fourth, and so forth and so on. It's like that's something that's concrete. But because it's concrete and because it does bring these feelings of insecurity, these feelings of not being, you know, safe. We don't trust the body. So part of the dilemma that newcomers face is learning the body first. That's the dilemma, learning the body first. Because even the exploration of human design starts with the personality. You know, people are telling you stuff. you're hearing stuff. You're reading stuff. You're analyzing and trying to figure out what this stuff means. All of that's mental. All of that's mental. And yeah, it seems as though, okay, that's my experience.
Mm.
But what I've learned is that it's what the body's going through while you're trying to figure out all these things. That's the experience. But getting there, that requires a radical reorientation.
So one of the things that I'm hearing from you is that you're differentiating between the body's experience of life and the mind's interpretation of that, and that we tend to label the mind's interpretation as an actual experience.
Yes. My experience shows me that what the mind's interpretation is usually based on is our programming, is the way in which we, you know, were nurtured, the environment that we grew up in, the society we were born into, the gender that we have. I mean, all of these things are constructs that we've been programmed with. So, as a program, if you want to live out the program, then you follow your mind. If your sense of being alive is, in essence, safety in numbers, you know, being part of the species,
the herd,
then the program will take you down a very prescribed path and okay. But what I got when Ra gave me my reading was that we are not our ancestors. We're not that old species. We're a new species, in essence. We're a nine-centered species. That means that we have a different experience of what being alive is. We have more available that we can work with. So for me, it's really not an either or. It's a, this is, my life is based on the experiences that my body brings me. My mind, I have learned to train to look at what my body's experiencing, and I leave it at that. I look at it. When somebody asks me something, that's different. Now I can share what I've been looking at. And that's what we're doing now. Share what I've been seeing.
And in essence, then, what the seven-centered conditioning is to imagine that the mind's interpretation, understanding, information gathering as a basis for decision making, as a basis for trying to run the life, is not an actual experience.
Okay. All right. It's a very good way of putting it. That's an interesting. It's an actual experience of how the mind works.
Mm.
It's an actual experience of the mind's process and its processing. That's what it's an actual experience of. But it's not an actual experience of what the body is experiencing.
Uh-huh.
See, part of the dilemma in this human equation is that we've been programmed and we carry this programming from our ancestors. It's what enabled them to survive. So we carry that survival programming, we still carry it. The difference is that we have a different vehicle. We have a different body. We have a different level of consciousness that the body brings to how it meets this life, to what the actual experience of being alive is, not the actual experience of how much I know, the actual experience of how much I've done, the actual experience, blah, 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 blah. It's really learning that the body's experience of being alive is an opportunity to consciously recognize the gift that aliveness is, that it is, in this incredible amorphous experience, because that's what it is. So out of this big blob, you have a very small but very precious experience of the blob. And it's yours. It's you. It's not anybody else's experience. So, you know, it's like, okay, if I want to just become the blob unconscious, then I follow the mind's programming. Because in essence, that's all it's doing. It's just moving me through time and space. That's all. But if I want to have my experience, then I have to become aware of how I actually meet this life, of how I digest whatever comes to me. And in that, I then begin to see, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. This, you know, the body that's corporeal, that breaks down occasionally, that all of these, that's an amazing experience. That what my mind has to do with that is to be able to share the amazement of the experience.
So that's a great place to kind of wrap it up, because where we began is, how do we reassure the mind? And what you're saying in essence is, train the mind to learn to observe the experience the body is having. Anything else you want to add?
No, that was interesting.
Okay, bye for now.